As promised, we are joined right now by a rookie offensive lineman for the Bengals. He was the 136th overall pick in 2022 out of North Dakota State. He was a four-time FCS champion with the Bison. He started all 16 games that he played this season. Cordell Volson is my guest. Cordell, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, it's so good to have you on. Really appreciate you, especially right before the game. Hey, listen, I understand that you've got a lot of work ahead of you, but first, congrats on an outstanding rookie season. And even though you've got bigger goals in front of you, I want to ask, if I told you a year ago, as you were getting ready for the NFL draft, that in 52 weeks you would be the starting offensive lineman for a team that was going to play to advance to the Super Bowl, what would you have said?
You know, I probably would have told you that you were crazy. You know, it's been a blessing to be here and be a part of such a great team and organization, and you know, to have an opportunity to play for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You know, so really looking forward to this Sunday, and you know, just to continue to put our best foot forward.
Man, it's such an amazing opportunity. I get that. Let me ask you, I know you're looking ahead and not back, but there was so much made of the fact that the offensive line was so depleted going into last weekend's game against Buffalo, and then you guys were absolutely lights out. I mean, not just in protecting Joe Burrow, but in establishing the run as well. How were you able to have that kind of game, be that effective, down that many starters, and what was your mindset going into that game?
Yeah, you know, everyone has put in the work all year, and you know, we were confident going in with the group of guys that we had, and just came down to execution. And the coaches did a great job of putting us into situations to be successful. And you know, we just went out and executed the game plan and played really fast, and you know, trusted each other to do what we were supposed to do.
So you mentioned the coaches. Of the four remaining head coaches, Cordell, I would say the football public probably knows the least about Zach Taylor, even though you're all a game away from returning to the Super Bowl. What is Zach like, and what's been your biggest takeaway from your first season applying for him?
Zach has been great. He's really cool, calm, and collected. You know, he's awesome to play for. Just someone that you know, you want to go to battle with. You know, does a great job of putting us into great situations, and really fortunate to have him as my head coach.
Cordell Volson is joining us once again. Listen, I'm running out of superlatives and ways to describe your QB1 Joe Burrow other than to say that this dude is just cool as bleep. I mean, in every sense of the word, how would you describe him yourself and how special he is as a QB1?
Yeah, he is, you know, he's just an elite competitor, a great dude. And what's so special about him is that he's just himself. You know, he doesn't put on a show or anything. That's just truly how he is, and just a great leader, and you know, one of the best in the game, and really fortunate to be able to protect for him every single Sunday.
So you were not a part of that Bengals team that won the AFC title game last year at Arrowhead, but you were on the field last month for the win over the Chiefs in Week 13. So what stands out to you about that KC defense led by Chris Jones and his 15.5 sacks?
Yeah, they're really good. You know, up front, they're really good between Frank Clark and Chris Jones, two really good players. You know, they do a lot for their team, and it's going to be a battle and it's going to be a challenge, but you know, we're excited for it and we're ready for it. And you know, it's you know, what we were expecting, you know, leading up to this point is to, you know, our season come down to this game.
You know, you look at it, and as I mentioned, you're a rookie and you've got guys that are falling down all around you to injury. Normally the rookie is given a little more leeway and some time to kind of mature, develop, and figure out how things are going. Did you feel like with the injuries that you had to step up even more quickly, and are guys actually kind of leaning on you?
You know, I think that might have some impact. You know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, falls back on your rules and your principles and your technique and you know, being out there all year and you know, kind of understanding how Ted Karras, our center, you know, goes through his progressions, goes through his calls, and to be able to relay those to the guy next to me. You know, I think they have relied on me for that. And you know, it's just been great because guys have put in so much work every single week, and to be on the same page to go and execute, it's been a great, you know, last few weeks, just just building as a person, as a player, you know, and just coming out as a leader a little bit as well.
Cordell Volson joining us. I'm glad you mentioned Ted. I was going to ask you about him. It had to have been so cool, but what was it like for you and Ted to chop it up with the Cincinnati fans after the game last week when you returned? What was that scene like when you guys dropped off the game ball at the local tavern as part of that new tradition that Zach Taylor started?
Yeah, it was really neat. You know, it was really cool. We went in there and the whole place was going crazy, Who Day chants, and it just shows the support the city of Cincinnati has for us. And, you know, we're really thankful and for the football team that we're, you know, so it was really cool and a really neat experience, that's for sure.
Cordell, it seems to me when you look at your journey, it's absolutely amazing. You're from Balfour, North Dakota. You played your college ball, as I mentioned, at North Dakota State, which has been an FCS powerhouse for years. But when I talk about journey and story, that town that you grew up in, how big is it actually?
Yeah, so you can see right behind me here, we have a map of Balfour. That's where I originally am from, and then Fargo, and then Cincinnati, if you can see those.
Yeah,
Balfour, as you can see, there's not much to it. I think the last census, there was like 27 people. You know, so it's really, really small town, and you know, that's really thankful to have come from an area like that where, you know, you have a blue collar upbringing and, you know, just a great community of support and, you know, just to be close with so many people.
My guy, you just said you come from a town of 27 people. That's half an NFL roster. The town that you grew up in, it's absolutely astonishing. And you're in the NFL, you're playing huge, you're in big games. What were you thinking about growing up in a town like that? Obviously, small town, everybody knows everybody. Did you have NFL dreams? From the great answer there, I'm just not hearing it, unfortunately. That is incredible. Thanks, Alvy. Cordell, I'm going to try one more time. We lost you momentarily. You still there? Can you hear me? We may try and fix that. That's obviously a Zoom call, so generally that works out pretty well. I want to see if I can finish that thing up the right way. Cordell Volson, my guest, on the line before the big AFC Championship showdown. I'll see if we can finish that. He comes from a town, Balfour, North Dakota, that had 27 people. I'm not sure I've ever heard of anything like that.